Britain voices concern about terrorist groups gaining a foothold in Syria. This as the West continues to support the militants who kill civilians in the crisis-hit country. A Foreign Office spokesperson has told Press TV that Britain seeks a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. Diman Aman says London condemns terrorist attacks against Syrian civilians. The spokesperson also says London has not severed its ties with the Syrian government. Britain's condemnation of terror attacks in Syria comes amid U.S. media reports that the U.S. and U.K. have organized training for militants in Jordan. They're teaching them how to use sophisticated anti-aircraft weapons in Syria. London has even promised financial support for the insurgents. Some other Western states, such as France and the U.S., also have a key part in fueling the violence there. Paris has recognized the armed opposition as the U.S. provides them with political and military support. Washington had earlier branded militant groups in Syria, such as al-Nusra, as terrorist entities. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by a retired Lebanese Army general, Mr. Hisham Jaber, who's with us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. It's not just the UK, but other Western countries that are playing the same tune. They claim they want a diplomatic solution, but on the other hand, they continue to support the armed opposition and the militants. What will be the repercussion of this influx of arms and military logistics for the region and for the Western countries too?
Yes, from the beginning and for almost 20 months, Britain was among the first Western country who was had intervention in Syria and provided weapons and intelligence services to the insurgent against the regime in Syria. And among the insurgent, everybody knows that there are thousands of Islamic fighters like al-Nusra, for example. If we do know that the Islamic organization Al-Qaeda, who graduate from the school of Al-Qaeda or belong to Al-Qaeda, like al-Nusra in Syria, and Kataib Abdullah Azam became more than between 6 and 8,000, and they are provided by sophisticated weapons. I believe and I support that Mr. David Cameron must know this. And now, when Cameron came and made his statement to the Commons and said that we have and we need intervention in Syria, military intervention, to put it on the right track. And many observers wonder what he means by that. Does he want a military intervention to fight the Syrian regime like he did for 20 months, or who want to go to fight the Islamic organization like al-Nusra and Kataib Abdullah Azam and al-Qaeda? I think, you know, there is a problem in the Western countries, started by United States, which, you know, woke up late and discovered that the public opinion in America, who was learned that Al-Qaeda is the first enemy of the people of the United States, at the same time the government of the United States is providing sophisticated weapons directly or indirectly to many organizations in Syria, and he wants an answer. And now Britain came with David Cameron with this statement. I don't think we're going to have a military intervention from outside to Syria. And Cameroon knows this because it needs time, it needs international cover, it needs, preparation, so and so. But he came with this statement maybe for internal purposes in, inside the Britain, like he's saying to the people in England and in Britain that Britain is aware right. of what's going on in Syria, and Britain is not involved in training or providing weapons to those insurgents. In fact, they are involved. They are in Syria for 20 months, and they, MI6 and intelligence services, are everywhere in Syria, are in Turkey, are making providing training and intelligence services to those insurgents.
All right, many thanks.
Those insurgents they are.
We are going to have to leave it there. Retired Lebanese Army General from Beirut, Mr. Hisham Jaber, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.